Fed Talks is a weekly podcast featuring federal program staff from the Georgia Department of Education and Georgia's public schools.
For many individuals, the purpose of federally funded programs is unknown.
Through its Fed Talks series, the Georgia Department of Education is sharing more information on the ways Georgians are leveraging federal funds to serve Georgia students and Georgia schools.
This is John White.
And this is Craig Gears.
And this is Fed Talks with John and Craig. Welcome back, everyone, to our fourth Fed Talk series with Miss Amy Song of the Family School Partnership Program here at the department. My name is John White, and with me is...
Hey, everybody, it's Craig Gears.
And we are continuing our Fed Talk series, learning more about the Family Engagement Program. And in the first three episodes, we've learned a lot about ESSA and how ESSA is connected to parent and family engagement. We learned the difference between engagement and involvement, and we learned about the academic parent-teacher team. So today we thought we would take a moment to step back and talk about your office and your role here at the department and how the Family School Partnership Team works with school districts implementing ESSA. So Amy, take it away.
All right. Well, thank you, John and Craig, for inviting me back. And to just give an overview of my office, so we are called the Family School Partnership Program, and there are four of us. Program manager, and then three family engagement specialists. And we're part of the Office of Federal Programs, and we're all funded through the federal law, Every Student Succeeds Act, and my office is funded specifically to help with Title I Part A. And so we do the cross-functional monitoring where we go and visit schools, or we would look at documentation online of how they're doing with their district parent family engagement policies and the school parent compacts. But the other role we have is to compile innovative practices that we see school districts doing and Title I schools are doing throughout the state. And then we wanted to share those practices with others so that they could borrow those ideas or spin off of them and think of other promising practices. So for example, we have videos of different school systems who we wanted to highlight and share with the rest of the state. And they're pretty brief, they're about 2 to 3 minutes long. And that way, the Title I staff or the district level staff, you know, everyone's busy, but we wanted to make sure they have a quick way to just get an idea of what different school systems are doing to engage parents and family members. So for example, there's one school system, Pierce County, and they decided to use Pinterest, which is an online resource that a lot of different people use for different reasons. You can use Pinterest to basically capture images and share ideas. And this particular school system, they decided to ask different teachers who wanted to create videos for parents to explain what their child is learning in school. And they uploaded these videos so that parents who are not able to come to the meetings at school can still watch them online, which is very helpful because then you're reaching not just parents who are able to come to the school, but you're able to reach parents who can access videos online. And we're noticing a lot of parents in Georgia, they do have smartphones or they have something at home or at work that would allow them to access videos online. So that's one innovative practice we wanted to share with all of our schools in Georgia so that if they wanted to create a Pinterest account as well, which is free, or if they have other ideas of using videos, that they can use this particular school system's innovative practice.
You know, that brings up an interesting question about social media. I'm just going to plug at you. Do you see some schools trying to coordinate with parents through Facebook?
Yes. I see several school systems and Title I schools using Facebook. They also use Facebook Live so that they could actually show in real time some announcements or some strategies. And then a lot of parents are on Facebook. They have their own Facebook accounts. And so you would actually see the parents' name and their little picture. And then they can post and provide feedback through Facebook. So Facebook is one of those free resources online that parents like to use.
Okay. And I know one of our other resources that we've been building in the past few years is the Family Friendly School Partnership. So that's something that originates in your office, but is a benefit to schools. You want to explain a little bit about that?
Yes. So if you are familiar with Georgia's Systems of Continuous Improvement, which is a framework that pulls in all the ways of how and why we can improve education for our students, you'll notice that there is a family and community engagement system out of the five systems of what to improve and how to improve. And within the family school, family and community engagement system, there is a structure called Welcoming All Families in the Community. And the Family Friendly Partnership Schools Initiative is so closely aligned to that particular structure, because the idea is we want to break down any barriers that parents may have in terms of wanting to come into the school building. And this initiative called Family Friendly Partnership School is to really help school teams look at their schools from the perspective of a visitor and say to themselves, when I walk in through these doors, am I greeted with a warm, friendly smile? Do people acknowledge me, or am I standing in the lobby completely confused and don't know where to go?
Could even start before. Do they have a parking space for me, or am I forced to park out on the street and very inconvenient?
And even know which door to go in.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And schools find this initiative very helpful because online we have tools that provide them with a walkthrough checklist so that they can go to the parking lot, they can look at their front door, they can look at signage to see if it's in different languages and Braille even. And then they also look through each part of their building, whether it's the cafeteria, the front office, whether it's the gymnasium or the classrooms. They can walk through their school using this checklist to see if there are family-friendly resources available to visitors.
And then they could build some goals if they happen to do this walkthrough and they get together and decide, okay, we need to work on this.
Yes. Right. Yes, and part of our state office coordination is we have some volunteers who are part of visiting teams, and schools volunteer to be part of an initiative, and then this volunteer group, they surprise them by coming to the school unannounced, and they walk through the school and they give certain tips and pointers to the school team saying, hey, I'm a visitor and this is what I noticed. And it's very helpful for the school teams because, you know, they wanted visitors to come and they knew it was going to be unannounced. So on any given day, are they ready to receive a guest in their school building? So that's part of the beauty of this initiative, is that there's a partnership between these guests who make up of parents and community partners and some Department of Education colleagues. They just show up and then they basically give their feedback.
So we've got videos out there for people to use. We've talked about academic parent teacher teams, and then you have this initiative of welcoming parents and families into schools. Is there anything else that you've seen out there that you're aware of that is a really good practice that schools have been using?
Yes, and I think it addresses a common challenge in a lot of Title I schools, because Title I schools could have a part-time or full-time parent facilitator. Sometimes they're called parent liaisons or family engagement specialists, but their role is to help with all of those requirements under ESSA, but not only that, but to build those relationships with all parents of the school. And it's a pretty demanding job, so you'll see new parent facilitators coming every other year or every year even. And there's one particular school system, Savannah-Chatham County Public School System, who decided to help all these new parent facilitators. So they created a mentoring program with veteran parent facilitators and paired them up with new parent facilitators. And they actually did it based on similar schools, meaning if a school is in a certain socioeconomic area of the county, they would match those parent facilitators together because it's a similar demographic that they're trying to outreach to. And I know other school systems who created mobile buses that would go into the neighborhoods of communities, and they would take an old school bus, convert it, they would make it Wi-Fi enabled, bring in laptops, and they would actually drive into different communities or apartment complexes, because a lot of parents may not be able to get to the school at 6 p.m. on a certain night. So they want to go directly into the community, and they would bring all their resources to them. And so that's another innovative practice that we wanted to share with other school systems.
And a great
Georgia.
Relationship building
Absolutely.
Strategy as well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I've often heard of a term CAFE.
Yes.
What's that?
So there's a model called Parent CAFE or World CAFE where you can actually have parents host tables and have specific topics that the parents could ask those who are sitting at their tables. And it's an idea to build parent leaders as well as to cover topics that are relevant to parents and others in the room. And the idea is to invite everyone to the session, the cafe, and the parent would host the table and they would go over certain questions to get feedback from those who are sitting at the table. So there's relationship building going on as well as building up parent leaders as well as speaking and getting feedback about relevant topics. And so the format is actually very inviting, very welcoming. It's not threatening because it's not like you're in a big lecture hall with one school administrator in the front of the room. Right. It's really just building that casual, or I guess you could say those relationships that are natural, that would naturally happen.
Right. So parents have a choice, right? So so they're comfortable and they're collaborating together, and then they have a choice of which table they can go to or which topic they can address, right?
Yes.
And we have our colleagues in special ed sort of to thank for really grabbing onto this model and making it productive, right?
Right. And making sure the rest of the state know how to run a cafe. So we try to collaborate with our colleagues in special education and other programs because they have great ideas, and they also are reaching out to parents. And in their situation, they're reaching out to parents who have children with special needs. But, you know, it's really reaching all parents of all children.
Is there anything else that you've seen happening out in the schools that you'd like to highlight in these last few minutes we have?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the parent facilitator at the school and the staff. A lot of the school principals who are very supportive and who do family engagement themselves are always the ones that stand out to us because there's a lot of support, and it's not just one person's effort, but it's the entire school's effort. And even teachers who see themselves as the parent facilitator, they're not just teachers, but they are the ones who are to engage parents. Those are the schools that we see a lot of success in reaching hard-to-reach families. And in the end, it always benefits students.
Right. I think that's the name of the game right here, isn't it?
It is. All right. We're going to wrap up with one question. What are a few goals that you have that you would like to implement to make this program more meaningful and effective?
Well, I have a few in mind. And I mentioned this earlier, but there is a pretty high turnover rate of parent facilitators. So I would like my team to figure out an online resource for new parent facilitators because there's always a group every year. Mm-hmm. And so we would like to build online modules so it's self-paced and that they could pick whichever topic that they need to learn more about, whether it's requirements under the law or whether it's an innovative practice we want to share with them. Mm-hmm. That way they can choose. But if they finish all those modules, they'll have an orientation, basically, of parent engagement, family engagement in Georgia, so that everyone has a common language, everyone has a common understanding of their role. So that's one goal that I hope
my... That's a big goal, but definitely needed. Yeah, I agree. That's needed.
Initiative.
Yeah. The other one is really building on just understanding the needs of Title I school staff and district staff and understanding what they need to carry out family engagement. And I think a lot of it would have to do with building stronger relationships with our partners because we have worked with Communities and Schools of Georgia, United Way of Greater Atlanta, Georgia PTA, and also Department of Family and Children's Services. They have different programs for different age groups. Even DECAL, the Department of Early Care and Learning, they all have great resources. But we tend to either announce it once and that's it, but we don't do anything to follow up to make sure everyone's aware of them. So I would like to build stronger relationships with them and even maybe do a series of webinars that would highlight those resources. Because, for example, DFACS has a navigators program for grandparents or just family members who are taking care of children, you know, their relatives' children. And it's not foster parenting, but it's a different category. And there are all these resources that they probably don't know about. Mm-hmm. But they're financially supporting all of their relatives' kids, and they need help. And so to build more partnerships with other state agencies and community organizations, I think, would be our next step.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, I think we could continue to talk with you for, 10 more series, but we appreciate you taking the time to explain a little bit more about what the law requires and why it's in the law and the importance of family engagement. So I want to thank you.
Yes, thank you, Amy. Yeah. We appreciate talking with you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
That's
you,
the end of this Fed Talk series, and we'll be back for more.